Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
In this week's podcast, Ethan and I are talking all about money. We are going to teach you idioms related to money that you can start using in your real-life conversations or on the Real Life app. And as always, I have a bonus mini lesson for you over on our Instagram, at reallife.english, and I'm going to teach you about the different money that we use in the US, the UK, and Australia, as well as some slang terms to describe money. So make sure you head on over there after you finish listening to this podcast.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
indescribable
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, getting your hair dyed, or even
learning about financial independence.
Yeah. So I'm joined here in the global studio, the Cross Atlantic studio, the South American European studio by the Thunder from Down Under, the one and only Ollie.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Ethan? Hello, listeners. What's going on?
You're actually going to be really the Thunder from Down Under in Down Under very soon.
I know. I'm going back to Australia. People might have seen or heard this on Instagram. So I'm excited to see my family and actually, you know, have the title of the Thunder from Down Under, Down Under.
We're going to have to do like the Thunder from Down Under squared or something like that.
How good.
What's the thing that you're most excited to eat when you get home?
Oh, that's a really good question. And people ask me this all the time, like, what is Australian food? And I think to myself,
Vegemite.
What is Australian food? We have Vegemite, which is, if you've been to the UK, it's kind of like Marmite. And it's really salty. And we put it on hot toast with butter.
It's really yummy.
I don't know why I'm saying it. Like, Andrea, we miss you, Andrea. Or another thing that we have is something called meat pies. Have you ever heard of a meat pie?
I have. I don't really know what it is. Is it like a tartlet or is it like a shepherd's pie?
It's like a shepherd's pie. It's like a pastry. It's kind of like an empanada type pastry that you would find in South America. Maybe you find it in Spain as well. And then inside you just have like meat and like a little bit of juice, and we put tomato sauce on the top, and it's kind of like meat pie and chips or French fries, what we call them. It's just
hot chips.
Hot chips. Yeah, exactly right. Hot chips. But no, I'm looking forward to having a barbecue breakfast at my parents' house with like bacon, eggs, sausages, and like cold juice and coffee. Like, that's my ideal morning.
You're a flat white, right?
I am a bit of a flat white type of guy, if you listen to the coffee podcast.
That's awesome. So we're going to have to do a podcast on Australia once you're back there. Have to some like reverse culture shock talk or something. But today we're talking about money, 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 money. That's what you were saying about financial independence. If someone has the talent to listen to this podcast while learning about financial independence, kudos.
Kudos to you. Yeah, financial I'm actually really interested in like the subject of financial independence. It's basically like having enough money, or, you know, being able to survive on a certain amount of money for like the rest of your life. And it's only afforded to a few, like only a few people can achieve it because you need a lot of money to do that.
But it's like save up a lot, right?
Yeah, you save up, invest, and do all that sort of things. But it's a really interesting topic that I am keen on.
And can you handle like listening to a podcast in Spanish or Portuguese while you're reading up on financial independence?
No, I cannot. I feel like I'm pretty good at multitasking, but not that good.
Not that good yet. So we recently did a podcast about weather idioms, and people really enjoyed that one. That's why we decided that we would step it up a notch today and bring you a podcast about money idioms. And the reason why this is so important, I think, because any English-speaking country is capitalist, at least I think the UK, Australia, the US, we all come from capitalist countries. And so there's like a really big culture surrounding money, and that
seeps its way into our language, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's kind of like, it's unfortunate, but like money does, you can't do much without money. You can be happy and stuff like that, but if you want to travel or do anything like that, you need to have money. And there's a big culture of like, you know, finishing university and getting the best job that pays the best money. So I don't know, maybe it's a bit toxic, like the subject of money, or it's a bit of a taboo subject that we don't really talk about. But yeah, I thought it would be interesting to talk about it today. And you said something that we are going to step it up a notch.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
If you step it up a notch or you take it up a notch, it's like you take it to the next level, right?
Yeah. And we love taking things to the next level here, right?
Going to help you step up your English as well. So,
yeah.
And we also say money doesn't buy happiness. That's kind of a idiom or like a saying of sorts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't buy happiness. And then the pessimist, or the person who, because there are a lot of people that have different opinions, and the other person will say, yeah, but it buys a lot of things. And you just think, you roll your eyes and think, oh, okay, no worries, mate.
I think they actually did a study that money does sort of buy happiness up to like a certain degree, but then after that, not. And in the United States, it's pretty high, because I think it's like something like $70,000 per year, that if you're making that much, like after that much, more money is not going to make you any happier. But basically, that's the experiment they've done. But I think you can be happy with less if you practice gratitude, and if you have good people in your life and things like this. Or you could just live near the beach like Ollie or I, and that'll also bring you happiness. Or get a dog, that'll bring you happiness.
That's true.
So many options.
Right?
So before we get into talking all about money idioms, we have a shout out to a very special listener, app user, community member, student of ours. She's been along with us for a long time, so let's jump into that.
Yeah, so today's shout out comes from Shirley Gomez, and it's about our app, as you just said. And she says, this app is what I need to improve my speaking skills. Now I can speak in English at the touch of a button. In addition to that, I can sharpen my listening skills with podcasts and the transcriptions. Love it. And she did the little love heart eye emoji. And that's the great thing about this podcast, is you can listen to it and read the transcription at the same time, with like lots of hard words and difficult words that we use. So be sure to download the app and get started.
Exactly. We'll put a link in the description, or you can just search in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for Real Life English, and it should pop right up. And you can also on there, like she said, you can speak English at the touch of a button and learn about other cultures. It's almost like virtually traveling around the world. So maybe you'll even bump into Ollie or I, because we are on there quite often. So never know. Might be fate.
What's fate?
Fate is basically destiny. It'd be another way to say that, right? It's basically, what would you call that? It's kind of like the spiritual or like magic ether out there that makes things happen in your life.
It just happens because it happens, right? There's no real reason for it happening.
But it can be kind of serendipitous in a way, which means like something lucky that happens by chance or something. Happy coincidence.
Right.
Anyways, if you want us to shout you out, then all you have to do is be like Shirley, go download the app, use it, and let us know what you think by leaving us a review. And that's one way we might see your 5-star review and shout you out. Or if you're not using it yet, then you can head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. And the great thing is that it helps other people from all around the world to have a lot of fun learning with us, just like you are, I hope. Thanks so much, Shirley. Now we have a special new section that Ollie has snuck in here. It's the joke of the day.
Yeah. We have a joke of the day. Ethan, are you ready for it?
I am ready for it.
When does it rain money?
I don't know, Ollie. When does it rain money?
When there is a change in the weather. I've literally read this so many times.
Do you like my fake laugh?
My laugh is genuine. Ethan is faking it, but my laugh is genuine because I love these dad jokes. And if you're listening at home and you're wondering, where is the joke? It means that the answer is when there is a change in the weather, like weather changes. But like if we talk about money, change refers to your coins. So maybe you have a 10 cent coin or a 50 cent coin, or change is like there's you don't have much money.
Or in American English, we'd say a penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter.
Yeah, you guys, I don't know why you have so, like, why do you have a penny. Why, how much is a penny? 25 cents.
No, a penny is 1 cent.
Oh. Why do you have that?
I don't know. It's a federal offense, I think, but like I have thrown them away in the past because they're like worth nothing nowadays, which yeah. Sounds really privileged of me to say. But
yeah.
I mean, there's people who have like a penny jar that they'll save them up, but it's just like people don't really use them anymore unless... I don't even pay with like money anymore. Nowadays, I use my card for everything with COVID. It's just like, you don't want to, money's like the worst. So
yeah.
Just use a card. It's much safer.
Totally.
So if you have enjoyed this dad joke, be sure to let us know. Maybe we can have more dad jokes.
Yeah.
Compliments of Ollie.
Make sure you check out the lesson that I did on 8 dad jokes a couple of weeks ago on the Real Life English channel.
Mm.
You can go over there and laugh with me or at me.
What's the difference between laughing with someone and laughing at someone?
So if you're laughing with me, it means we're both enjoying what we're talking about. But if you're laughing at someone, it's kind of like you're laughing at the expense of someone. You're laughing because you think what that person is doing is kind of ridiculous, a little bit silly, things like that.
Exactly. So that said, we're going to jump into today's main topic, all about the money, all about idioms related to money.
Hey there, Real Lifer. Just a quick break from this episode to share a big announcement with you about the recent launch of the brand new Real Life English app, where Ollie, Andrea, and I, your Real Life Fluency coaches, will guide you beyond the classroom to live, learn, and literally speak English in the real world, which is to understand natives, speak with anyone, and connect to the world. So, how do we accomplish that with our app? To start with, you can listen to the Real Life English podcast, even this very episode, with digital transcripts so that you can follow along and develop your listening fluency, plus check dozens of definitions of all the most difficult vocab, idioms, phrasal verbs, slang, and much more that you won't find anywhere else or in any other podcast. And how would you like to develop real-life speaking confidence at the touch of a button by speaking with other learners while making friends across cultures? Sounds like a dream, right? Well, now with the Real Life app, it will be a dream come true. Download the app to listen to our podcast with transcripts and definitions whenever and wherever you want, and speak with people from all around the world. What are you waiting for? Join our global community today by clicking the link in the description of this podcast or going to www.realLifeGlobal.com/app or search for the Real Life English app in the Google Play or Apple App Store today. And let us guide you beyond the classroom to live and learn and speak English in the real world. Aw, yeah.
Yeah, so you ready for the first one?
I'm ready. Let it rip.
Let it rip. So the first one is more money than sense. And this one means to spend lots of money on things that aren't really necessary. And I think about this with like Apple products, right? Because they are always releasing a new phone like every year. And I'm sure, Ethan, you get a new Apple phone every year. And basically...
I don't.
No? Wow.
I'm not rolling in it that much.
I'm shook. So basically, like, I know people who will get the iPhone 10 and then the next year the iPhone 11 will be released and they will upgrade to that phone without any good reason other than the fact that, oh, I want the newest thing. So they've spent all this money on a phone and it's not really necessary, right?
Yeah, I suppose to each his own in a way, but I don't do that. I have the iPhone 11, but before that I had the iPhone 6S. So I definitely made that last.
The 6S?
Yeah. The 6S.
That's from the dark ages.
Tanya, I'm not rolling in it.
Wow.
So now Ollie's laughing at me.
What are you talking about rolling in it?
Rolling in it. That means you have a lot of money, right? You're rolling in it.
Yeah. You might see this on movies, like on the bed, money on the bed, and someone just jumps on the bed and starts rolling around in the money. It's just,
I think there's a scene like that in Breaking Bad, right? Like a really iconic scene where he's actually got so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it. And he puts it in like a storage unit. And there's like an actual part where he's like laying in it because it's just like so much money.
I'll believe you because I haven't seen the series.
Oh, man. Maybe you can watch it on your flight back to Australia.
That's true.
Make the time fly.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is kind of similar, and it's to spend money like water water. And water. That means that you regularly spend a lot of money. And I have a friend here in Brazil, and every time I meet up for him for coffee or drinks or at a friend's place, he always has like new things. He'll have a new watch, or he'll have a new shirt, or he'll have new shoes. So he's always spending his money all the time.
Money buys happiness.
Well, that's what they say, don't they? Definitely buys new clothes.
Definitely buys new things, yeah, if you have enough of it. So that's a really great one too, because, I mean, it makes sense because you drink a lot of water, right? And we use that expression for a lot of things, because you could say like, Ollie, you drink coffee like water, which would just be like, you drink a lot of coffee. You drink it as much as you drink water practically.
Yeah, exactly. You can say it for wine as well. My mom says to my dad, I don't know if I should tell this, but mom says, oh, slow down, it's not water.
We should do an interview with your parents when you're back home.
I said that to my mom. I said, Mom, can you be in like a B-roll in my videos? And she said, I'm not doing that.
Is that B-roll B for Bogan?
B for Bogan, yeah. If people don't know what B-roll is, it's kind of like the clips that we use in our videos to help us teach.
As opposed to the A-roll that's actually like you on camera. So yeah, that's a really great one. And another one like that too is you could say like someone drinks like a fish.
Oh.
It means they drink a lot of alcohol because fish live in water, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's quite funny.
But we're getting off topic here, Ollie. This is the Money Idioms podcast, not the water podcast, yeah. Water idioms.
So I'm going to go on to the next one, and it's kind of the opposite of spending a lot of money. And this one is tight-fisted, and that means you don't spend as much money. And you might hear like more colloquial or more slang terms such as tight, cheap, or scab, or scabby, we use in Australia. Stop being a scab.
I haven't heard that one. But what do you think that comes from, tight-fisted?
Oh, I don't know, you know.
I reckon it's like tight-fisted because fist is like when you put your hand into a ball, that's making a fist. So I imagine it as like someone holding onto their money really with their fists really tight, you know, grabbing it really, really tightly. So they don't want to let it go. So I think it's like a kind of painting a picture, you know, with that idiom.
Yeah, that does make sense, actually. That does make sense. Maybe you're tight-fisted because things cost a fortune. And if something costs a fortune, it means it's really expensive. And we can use other ones as well. Cost an arm and a leg. Or You mentioned before we did this that break the bank is also another term that you could use to describe something as being really expensive.
Exactly, yeah. You could say like, I bought the new iPhone and it broke the bank. It's like it was really expensive and I spent all my money on it.
Yeah, but was it worth it? Yes, it was.
Was it worth it?
Maybe.
Gotta have those like 10 cameras on the back, you know, for your Instagram selfie.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the gram. If you're worried about things costing a fortune and your child or somebody says, Dad, can I have the new PlayStation? And your dad goes, son or daughter, money doesn't grow on trees. And it means that money, like, it doesn't just appear and you can't just spend that money. You actually have to, normally people have to work for their money. So it's basically saying that, yeah, it just doesn't, you know, appear.
Exactly. So that one I think we use a lot with kids. Like, I remember my parents saying that to me when I was little and I wanted to get anything. But you could probably also say it's like, Ollie, why don't you buy a new phone? Ollie could say, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
Yeah, exactly right.
You could also say like, I'm not made of money.
I'm not made of money. Yeah, that's another good one too. Wow, we're just coming up with so many.
But imagine if you were.
I know. Wow, what a life.
But then it'd be like every time you wanted to buy something, you're like taking off a finger, you know, to like spend it on something. Maybe it wouldn't be that great, actually.
Well, actually, like this goes on to the next one about cryptocurrency. I know crypto is kind of like, you know, you have your Bitcoin and other things like that, and it kind of goes up and down. It fluctuates. So I know that crypto has recently decreased, but like a lot of people have made a killing on crypto. What does make a killing mean?
If you make a killing on something, it means you make a lot of money. You're very successful with it. So if you bought Bitcoin, say, early in the early days, and then I don't know if it was like a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, it was really high. It was at an all-time high. And if you had sold right then during that moment when it was like at $60,000 per Bitcoin, you would have made a killing because maybe you bought it for, I don't know, $100. And out of that, you were able to get, you know, like 600 times more money. So you would have made a killing. which a lot of people do, but a lot of people also the opposite. They lose an awful lot of money on it because it fluctuates like that. So I think any investment like that, you have to be in it for the long game. So if you make a killing, maybe you made a really good investment and then you sold it really high, or like we were talking about with crypto, or maybe you sell your business or something and you have a lot of money. Or maybe you're a little kid and your grandma just gave you a birthday check.
20 bucks.
For like 100 bucks.
Oh, 100? Wow.
20 bucks. Maybe. Then that money might be burning a hole in your pocket.
Mm, what does that mean?
That means that you really want to spend that money. You're like eager to go out and buy some shiny new toy. Maybe like your friend you were talking about. So if he gets some money in the bank, that money might be burning a hole in his pocket because he wants to go out there and buy some new tech gadget or a new shirt or something.
Mm, okay, interesting.
Does your friend listen to the podcast?
Hope not. No. I hope he does. I'm giving him a compliment. Maybe. Okay. Well, this goes into the next one. If he does listen, maybe he got a good deal or a bargain, which means something that you buy is maybe cheaper than what it's actually advertised for. Maybe you get a good deal in the sales. So oftentimes throughout the year, a shop might have a sale, and that means that the clothes or the goods are discounted, so they're cheaper. So maybe my friend who is always, you know, rocking up or arriving. To rock up means to arrive at a place in new clothes.
That Australian?
To rock up. You don't know that one?
No.
Because you could say to someone, well, how was the party last night? Yeah, it was good, but we didn't rock up until 8 o'clock. So we missed the cake or we missed the food. There you go.
There you go. I didn't know that. It's a new one for me.
There you go. Another like really informal way of saying a good deal or a bargain is to say something is as cheap as chips.
I think that's also Australian, right?
Must be. Maybe Andrea uses that.
Cheap as chips. Could be. We definitely, in the States, we definitely don't use that one. We might say that something's a steal.
Oh, yeah.
It means it's like a really great deal. It's a steal. And the opposite, would you use a ripoff?
A ripoff, yeah, that's the opposite, a ripoff.
Something's a ripoff means it's way too expensive, way more expensive than it should be.
I think I've been ripped off, like with the gringo tax. Gringo is what they call foreign people here in South America. I've been, the gringo tax, like you pay extra just because, like, if you're a gringo, people think you have money, which is not always the case.
That's true. When I lived in Brazil, I definitely did not have very much money, so that gringo tax definitely wasn't doing me any good.
Just dye your hair blonde and you'll fit in.
Yeah, there you go. till you open your mouth and you have an American accent.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to buy something if it's a ripoff, and you don't want to get ripped off, right?
Mm, exactly right.
So we can keep talking about your friend, Ollie. What would happen if he was living beyond his means?
If he was living beyond his means, this means that he's spending more money than he makes or than he can afford to spend. So maybe he earns, let's just say, $100 in a day or whatever, and he...
Dang.
Yeah, earns $100 in a day or $200 or whatever, and he goes out and spends 90% of that on clothes or you know, a watch or something like that. And he doesn't have enough left over to pay his rent or to buy food. It means he's completely living beyond his means.
And there's a big problem with this too in the USA, I know, because it's so easy to get a credit card nowadays. It's like anyone, if you want a credit card, you can get some credit card. And obviously there's a big problem because people get a credit card, they'll live beyond their means, and they have ridiculous interest and stuff if you aren't paying your credit card on time. So then they get themselves into a whole lot of trouble because they're living beyond their means and they're driving up debt.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's the reason why I won't get a credit card. I'd like kind of refuse to live beyond my means. I actually live within my means, which is opposite. And that means that I am careful with my money and I spend far less than what I make, you know? Like, and I do this by having a budget and, you know, I record everything that I spend just to live within my means,
same.
Right? Yeah, it makes sense.
It's prudent.
It is, totally. It's smart. Just like listening to this podcast is smart, tracking your spending is also smart.
Yeah, you definitely want to know where it goes.
Totally.
Don't want to be living beyond your means. And maybe your friend, the star of this podcast.
Yeah.
Good thing we don't know his name, so he's not gonna have people like laughing at him on the street. So he has been living so far beyond his means that he just can't make ends meet at the end of the month.
Yeah, and if you can't make ends meet, it means, as I said earlier, you don't have enough money to cover your cost of living, your food, your rent, maybe your phone bill or your internet and things like that. And that's a big problem. And you'll hear these terms used like by your politicians as well. They talk about all this sort of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, trying to empathize with the Joe Everyman or whatever we call him.
The Joe Blow. Joe Blow? Is that what we say? No.
Yeah, maybe Joe Blow. John Smith.
John Smith.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use real native English and make it a permanent part of your life in a way that is fun, natural, and convenient. The best part is you can try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning Series. We will send it to your email. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod. That's P-O-D to sign up. Now let's get back to today's podcast lesson.
All right. And since you're a big fan of investment, I mean, I am too, but I'm not so much into like financial terms, but you're the expert here, Ollie. So what words might you use for this if you're doing a good job with your money or you're not doing so good?
First of all, I would use the term expert lightly. I'm definitely not an expert. I do it because I enjoy it. But again, this is kind of a term that governments will use when they do the yearly budget. I know they do in Australia anyway. And if the government says we're in the red, it means you're in debt. It means you have less than $0, so minus. But on the other hand, they might say, this is great news, the people of Australia, the people of the world. We are back in the black. If you're back in the black, it means that you have money in the bank to be able to spend again.
This is one that's always confusing for me because I always forget which one is which. I think the red makes sense because like you'll look at a financial graph and usually when it's going down, it's red. But when it's going up, it's green. So I'm wondering like, why isn't it that you're in the green?
So yeah, it's kind of interesting that we don't have green because green is kind of like go when you can drive your car and red means stop. So yeah, interesting.
You also use like green a lot of times for money because it's like the color, at least in the USA, it's the color of money is green.
Yeah.
So you're like, we'll even use that as a word for money, like to have the green.
Yeah. Anyway, well, maybe after this conversation, my friend is thinking, Ollie, Ethan, I don't really care what you think because I feel like $1 million. And that means that
it feels like a lot of male deer.
A male what? Sorry?
A male deer. Oh. A buck is a male deer. You didn't know that?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Okay. I get it now.
Because I'm from Colorado.
Colorado. yeah, so maybe he feels like $1 million and that means he or she or whoever, you feel really beautiful. And I think like beautiful. We say this to like brides on their wedding. Oh, she looks $1 million, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think you could say it too if you're like, you feel really happy too, right? So you could use it for, or like really relaxed too. Like after the week in the spa, you feel like $1 million because you're just like totally revitalized.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Use that for all sorts of things. So any like positive overflowing of positive emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe your friend isn't the one in his household who brings home the bacon. So he doesn't even have to worry about spending all the money.
Yeah, exactly right. So there's two terms here, to bring home the bacon, as you said, or another way that we would use another term that we would use is the breadwinner. And these terms are a little bit dated in the sense that they were very popular in like the 1960s and 1970s when like women were encouraged to get back into the workforce. These days it's kind of like it doesn't really like who cares who is the breadwinner in the family. And to make it clear, the breadwinner is the person who earns the most money within a family.
Yeah, I think it's traditional in the sense that it used to be, I mean, not even that long ago, it used to be that like the woman was home taking care of the kids and stuff, and like the man would bring home the bacon, or he you know, he'd bring home the bread, I suppose, the breadwinner, because, you know, he was supporting the family and stuff. But nowadays, like you said, it's like in a lot of couples, both of them will work. Maybe the dad stays home. Maybe, you know, you have a same-sex couple. And so it's like a whole different dynamic in that case.
Exactly.
And the world is a change in.
Yeah. My auntie and my uncle, they lived in the Netherlands for 10 years. And he was a semi-retired.
Did they go Dutch when they ate out?
I don't know that one either. I'm sorry.
You don't know go Dutch?
No, I'm bad at jokes, even though I love them.
No, to go Dutch is an expression.
Oh.
It's similar to this because if you go Dutch, it's like you go out to eat and you split the bill. And this would be like a traditional like man, woman, like going out and like splitting the bill. Because traditionally the man is supposed to pay for the drinks or the food or whatever.
Yeah.
So people would use the term to go, like, you could say like, oh, let's go Dutch. We'll split it.
Yeah. I think that still happens in some places, but no.
Of course, what I was, yeah.
What I was saying is he was a semi-retired stay-at-home dad while she was the, I'm going to say bring home the bacon because bacon is much more delicious than bread.
Depends on the bread.
That's true.
Sourdough? You lived in France, right? I mean, there is some amazing bread in France with butter.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But also here in Brazil, like they actually have like padarias, which is like, I guess, bakery in English, with some excellent bread as well. I learned what Australian bread was when I started living in Brazil.
What is Australian bread?
It's like wholemeal brown bread. But again, it's just like
brown. Dark rye or something like that?
No, I don't even know, but like, people
whole
are like,
wheat.
Yeah, my Brazilian friends are like, oh, do you have Australian bread in Australia? I was like, what do you mean? We have just bread.
All bread is Australian in Australia.
True.
Maybe it's a Vegemite joke or something like that.
Maybe. Who knows?
Well, all this talk about, not so much bacon, I don't eat bacon, but all this talk about bread is making me hungry. So
me too.
I think we're going to have to wrap up this podcast and go grab a snack, grab some supper, some din-dins, as you might say in Australia,
yeah.
Maybe.
I'm ready for lunch.
Some lunch, yeah. And if you head over to Instagram, we're going to have a very special mini lesson, like a cultural lesson, on the different money in the US, the UK, and Australia, and some slang terms that we use for those. So you definitely don't want to miss that. You can head over there right now at reallife.english. And of course, if you want to listen to this podcast with a transcription, so you can follow along, learn all the vocabulary, get all the jokes, because Ollie and I are laughing like pretty much through half the podcast. Then you can laugh with us or laugh at us if you prefer. Then download the Real Life English app. And all you have to do is click the link in the description of this podcast or head over to Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and search for Real Life English. But that is all for this week. And we hope to see you on the next episode of the Real Life English podcast. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our Real Life Native Immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning Series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.